Views on this program are opinions of dental industry experts and not necessarily those of dentist advisors. Opinions shared in the following interview do not constitute personal financial advice. This program is furnished by Dentist Advisors, a registered investment advisor.
This is Dentist Money. Now, here's your host, Reese Harper.
Welcome to the Dentist Money Show, where we help dentists make smart financial decisions. I'm your host, Reese Harper, recording live at the Yankee Dental Congress 2017 with a new friend, Brian Campbell.
Right on.
How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing fantastic. This is a blast. It's great. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on. I think I want to start this out with some thoughts I had from a Rocky movie.
Perfect. Okay? I love it.
So, Rocky One.
All right.
He goes out to a shipyard because he has to get some money from somebody.
Right on.
And he has to break their fingers.
It's all awesome.
Right? Yep. To tow it in. Now, you're in the collections business, and I kind of think that's how they're doing it these days still.
Yeah,
right?
You're 100% wrong, Rich. You're 100% wrong. But
physical violence to get money.
He was an employee, and it's not like, no. No, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. And a big part of my company's philosophy is grounded in treating people ethically, treating people fairly. We've been around for over 75 years. You're right that there in the past was this general thought that working with an agency was going to be dealing with people
in that realm. Bridges with people even.
Right. Yeah. And now, you know, you think about our economy and we're very, very vested in the healthcare space, and dealing with folks in healthcare is a very, very different fact than what your example is there.
Yeah.
Our business and our competitors that way as well, we really treat them ethically, we treat them fairly. In healthcare, you're not by and large going into debt for any a purposeful means. It's the healthcare environment. Yeah. You know the deal with insurance and higher deductible plans and patient responsibility. They didn't often do this on purpose, and therefore it's a much more consultative call and or letters that outreach to these individual patients to suggest working with the organization to bring their obligation to a close. So it's much more not physical, no more physicality,
no more bats and kneecaps.
That's a good thing about there are I'm a firm believer in there are regulations that do help. Obviously they certainly help the consumers. We're in a very heavily regulated industry, and for some of those reasons that happened in the past.
Yeah.
We've been fortunate to have leadership, third generation family run business ourselves, that has always strived to live that way. We've got, at one point, we were endorsed by over 1,500 trade associations, and that goes to saying, that's why we're at this Yankee Dental Congress. Our services have been recommended, and because we've always done that, but not everybody has. You're right.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about some signs for dentists. If you look at a practice, you talk to a dentist, what are some of the signs that they're in need of a collections agency?
Sure.
How do you know it's time to start to get involved? And because a lot of people don't really have one, right?
Correct. Yeah, there are a lot of folks out there that, like you said, I think for a concern of what it might do to impact their patients, they may be leery. They may not know that that there's a benefit out there. They may have receivables at the end of the year that they look, oh man, this is way out there. We're not going to recover any of this. We don't want to pay an agency to go after any of it. But the reality of it is there are tracks that we can take both, and we really strive in healthcare. And we're, like I said, we're not the only one. This is anybody that does healthcare effectively in our industry, you're going to send some letters from an agency perhaps and start with a much softer approach in terms of trying to encourage payment and taking care of things. And then follow that up with perhaps a little bit more intensive call, effort, and campaign to make sure that there's communication there. So as a company ourselves, we make over 112 million phone calls annually. It's a lot of calls. So we do that. We do that extremely well. And your office, a single practice provider from dental, they don't have time to do anything along those lines. And instead of leaving things out there, our idea is to let the dentist and the office staff do what they do and do what they do exceedingly well, and let an agency partner take over some of what is out there that they can recover with effort that can be done. If we do it, I mean, we're strong analytically, and so are other obviously innovative agencies out there to pinpoint and go after what's possible.
Yeah.
Let them have a chance. I mean, I think it's either you don't and you're going to lose, or you do go with some type of treatment strategy to try to have a level of success, which you should have. You should be able to.
So tell me a little bit about how collections agencies differentiate one from another.
Sure.
You know, and how is your business different? In this kind of segment, in a kind of a somewhat joking way, I tell guests to sort of like pitch me,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm a new dentist and I've got to pick a collections agency.
Yep.
Why you how do people differentiate?
Sure.
And how do you choose to differentiate?
It's a great question. I mean, obviously we're in a business that has been around for a long period of time, commoditized in some regards. You know, it's almost in anything though. Now with the internet, we are interacting with so many dentists that are savvy. They've done the research. You're about 3/4 of the way to a decision when you get your search done through the internet. So we're very visible on the internet. I think the biggest differentiating factors, and if you're looking for an agency all across this great country, I mean, we're licensed to collect in all 50 states. And, yeah. and what the reasoning behind having and finding an agency that fits that box is 15% of the population, we're a very transient nation. So people move. So yeah. our data shows that 15% of, specifically, let's just pull a state out like Florida. And this is actually, though, we could do it in Utah. You're from Utah. Yeah. We can do the same data that people just, you service that individual in that state, and the next thing you know, they're living in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Maybe not from Florida to Minnesota.
Yeah, totally.
More likely the different direction, mm-hmm. but they're gone. They're in a different state. And what that means is if you have an agency that is not licensed in every state, very likely they're, one, not going to pursue activity against that account, and they're really not telling you, which is not good, or they are, and that can get you in a whole host of troubles, regulation-wise, and fines, and perhaps lawsuits. So 50 states being licensed, very important these days. Another thing, we're endorsed by, and that's been an important part of our history. We from the trustworthy expertise, you know, loyalty to doing right, we started just reaching out to organizations that they would put their name and vet us and put our name out there to all their members. And we've done that right from the get-go. You think about credit back in the day, the first association that endorsed us was a retail grocers association. Back in the day, used to be able to go and buy groceries on credit.
I know you guys
store.
Have made a big effort and to sort of get connected with a lot of dental
correct.
Associations.
Yep.
And
they say, hey, we know how you do things. We value that enough
comfortable
to say,
with that.
Do this for our membership. And I think the more you can find reputable organizations that have that stamp of approval, so to speak, and do things that are above and beyond. We do a host of webinar. We have a whole webinar channel that's dedicated to things like collection tips in 10 minutes, helping front office staff, just tips and tricks and guidelines to make things easier with phone calls to patients that they may not want to be, that's maybe not in their wheelhouse. We do things like that. We do long form webinars with our corporate counsel at IC to talk about legal aspects of the industry and things that are coming out that people should be aware of. So, you know, our whole aim is to educate, provide a great service all across the country. We do it through, yeah, relationships with strong organizations like Mass Dental. United Concordia is an insurance provider that we're recommended to. There are 94,000 plus providers out there. Building relationships. And then the next thing I would say further goes into the technology piece. And as dentists, we have, this is kind of interesting, I mean, I talked about, we've been around for over 75 years, but we've had over, I think, and I got to get the number right, but it's like 135 dentists that have been with us for over 30 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, they've been current clients, they've seen our value, we've been in the game for a very long time, but those dentists obviously are going to retire, and good for them. There are a lot of young dentists that are coming up, and we accept accounts by fax still.
Yeah.
You know, that's a way. We have an online tools portal, though, that allow you to submit electronically, and now we're creating an app that will allow for you to submit all of your accounts from your practice management system seamlessly into ours.
Oh, cool.
So they're really basically going to be on autopilot. So say you have an account that goes to 90 days and you determine that's just a rule that you're going to have everything at that point come to your partner, we'll make that occur. And so it's the technology piece to really make this. It's also, our app will be mobile optimized. So you can actually do this on your iPhone, which is super cool. And again, trying to introduce that into a new segment of these folks that we see, these young folks walking around here today. So I think you want to look for an organization that's stable, strong, somebody's lasting, somebody does it the right way, someone is looking for innovation in all the places out there. And it's so important to have an organization you can count on that can give you some additional tools. And for us, we really strive to that education piece. We do webinars for members of associations all across the country trying to reach out and, like you said, impart some of that knowledge. So, you know, look for a well-rounded company that's going to give you a fair and strong product that's going to address your needs. You've already likely, anybody's listening to our podcast, anybody that is looking for an agency or reaching out has done a pretty good amount of research already.
Yeah.
And that's really what we see.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the process that people go through as on the patient end with your agency. If I turn an account over to you and say go to work, what's the process that you guys go through to collect that money?
Really depends on the treatment strategy, and I guess if we just take a general idea of a dental practice, and by and large, most of the folks that we work with will go with a softer approach towards more of an intensive effort. So accounts come in, they're placed with IC System. Well, once you come on board, we make a welcome call and explain however you would like, based upon your unique office setup, of you're going to get the accounts to us, walk them through whether they want to submit them electronically in online tools, which is fantastic. That's a platform that for us is 24/7, so you can see how we're dialing, you can see what letters are sent, you can see, and that depends again upon how you want to treat these accounts. But by and large, you know, get them into our house. If you're a dentist, we're sending anywhere from, I mean, it really depends, but 2 to 5 letters from an agency. You've probably at your practice sent letters and have had limited to no success, maybe have not heard. Sometimes a letter coming from a collection agency, it changes the dynamic a little bit.
Yeah, no question.
And so hopefully what we're going to do with that is interact with those folks reaching out to us or to you directly to set up a payment arrangement and keep that relationship going.
Yeah.
It's obviously a very non-threatening effort. Like you said, it's not the, we're coming out to your door, there's nothing along those lines. And then basically, it's up to the determination of the office manager and the dentist how much further they want to take that through calls and or, you know, credit bureau reporting, depending or litigation. But I mean, for healthcare, I mean, it really is that soft approach to the intensive call campaign, and then anything and you go beyond that, then you're probably going to ruin the patient relationship, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's the reality.
Yep. So ultimately, just probably letters and the way you construct a letter, the way you frame things.
Correct.
It has a large effect too, right? What can you tell us about how I draft a letter, how IC System drafts a letter,
sure,
you know, versus how I might do it myself?
Sure. Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing, and we also have a non-litigation attorney referral program that addresses letters. They're a collection law firm that we can have address letters. And again, that takes it's really
another
psychological
step. Yeah.
Another step, no litigation that's going to occur. The lawyers are not reviewing these independently, and they're also a certified agency. So, but the whole point is you send the letter and it's probably a little, you know, a couple paragraphs or sentences even of, hey, you're behind. This is, we put very clearly it's coming from IC System. Your agency has brought a debt collector upon the scene to be able to take this. It's all, I wouldn't say it's frightening, but again, it's not in the norm of what they're going to receive.
It, yeah.
And I think that's a big step.
Yeah.
And usually, like I said, in healthcare, it's very different than this is what would happen if you were at a Target and you ran up a decent amount of debt on your Target card and are very aware of what the case is.
Yeah.
This is much more attempted to start the conversation so that you can reopen that and have perhaps the office has settlement authority that they've granted. There is some discussion of a payment arrangement or a plan that's going to be able to take place. That letter from us is going to bear more weight than it is just, from your office. And really, do you want your office staff to be composing these kind of letters when they could be doing other things, whether it be marketing to find new folks out there, organizing a much more customer-friendly and centric office, varied things. So let us do those and have at it. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how you would what's the time frame that you recommend really reaching out? You said 90 days.
Yeah.
I know that for most patients, if they felt like they were 90 days behind and it wasn't really clearly communicated to them,
sure,
they might just be not realizing they owe any money.
Sure.
I mean, this could be a communication problem that's my gut about most of these collection issues is
sure,
it's just poor communication with an individual that results in them not paying. It's probably fewer people actually avoiding completely settling.
A lot of it in dental and healthcare specifically has to do with insurance as well. There's an ambiguity, like you said, and there's not a clear understanding of much more in our larger scale and or single practice healthcare, where
massive discrepancies between insurance and huge, patient
huge. So, and sometimes that is the amount of time that it really takes to go through that whole process.
Yeah.
And yeah, hopefully a letter will spur that conversation, and there will be a understanding that we can take care of it. You know, there's a lot of out-of-pocket health costs associated with dental, and now obviously on the medical side with healthcare, that people aren't necessarily in tune with what their responsibility may be,
or they disagree with it.
And our hope and efforts are really to address what it is. There may be some more time that needs to be dealt with if they dispute. You know, that's perfectly their right. We're just trying to have the conversation. And we say, 90 days, thereabout. There's some that you might want to even get it in earlier, depending upon what the situation is. The longer that you wait, though, you know, if you get past 120 days and onward, the level of collections drops significantly. So then you are really talking with some of those folks that are either unwilling and unable to pay, and it gets further and further away from the actual time of treatment and then you being able to communicate back with them. So really having your financial policy in place and clearly defined rules of engagement so that, hey, at 90 days or thereabouts, if this isn't taking place, this is what's going to occur. So it's really setting that up. And not every office has done that. Again, I'd go back to, for us, you know, we like I said, the webinars for us are really important because we try to educate folks in the office environment to get this in place, put these parameters in place so that it's just much more easy for you to maintain these relationships, not let anything slip out and then go past 120 plus days where then, you know, then it gets more difficult.
It seems like you've had a lot of experience probably talking to different dentists about this, and it seems like I might be reading into it a little bit more than I should be, but it seems like you're pretty sensitive or cautious in the tone that you take about how you're going to approach customers, right?
We're 100% that way.
Is that kind of the primary fear? Like, do you find that that's one of the, is that the primary reason that people don't hire a collections agency? Or, you know, what has contributed to that tone that you probably, the tone that you take and the tone that I'm sure your organization has about how they handle collections? Is it just experience of dealing with patients and knowing that patients themselves feel defensive and they're angry, and so you've learned to be thoughtful from that perspective? Or is the dentist also giving those
signals? Direction? I think that there is a lot of, the regulatory environment, and we record every phone call that our patient financial representatives, that's what our healthcare team is called.
Interesting.
We record every single phone call. We grade them on compliance.
There's a very strict set of rules.
There is. You're basically, you're going into that call with a real strict criteria of treating this individual fairly.
Respectfully and fairly.
Without a doubt, yeah.
And then can you incur liability as a collections agency if you don't follow those compliance guidelines?
Definitely can. And I think that for us, our business is twofold. We have a very strong, we call it the Main Street Division. Our Main Street Division is where all our dentists, you know, your lawn care folks, your CPAs, your lawyers, Main Street, that's what we call it. That's a very significant segment of our business. It's a whole floor dedicated to that, our corporate headquarters. And then we have also very large utilities companies that we work with, telecom, et cetera. And those companies so heavily regulated, and our compliance department is
massive.
Yeah. And so we work, and all of our small clients are treated exactly the same as our big clients. So because of the way that those companies push us to really almost absolute perfection, and we compete against our competitors in scorecards related to performance, and also again those compliance related issues. that permeates our entire environment. And yeah, it is. It's all about respect. It's all about treating people fairly. The dentists certainly want that. You don't go into healthcare. It's harder to find a new consumer out there in a dental practice than it is to obviously retain and keep that person coming over again.
Coach a patient to sort of understand your practice and that better.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how much I can expect to collect. Like if I've got, you know, $50,000 in bad debt and I turn it over, you know, and it's all
been within a year. That's a great idea.
Question. What does it look like?
Really depends. I mean, that's the hardest part. And that's when you say about, should we or should we not entertain bringing out an agent? It's like, oh man, I've had an agency and they never do anything. They never collect anything for me. And see, the reality of it is, though, if you have 50K and it's 50K from how many years back, well, the collectability is significantly lower. So our hope is that if you interact and have a financial policy that's clearly defined, you understand the time and when the debts are placed.
It'll minimize it going forward.
Correct.
More so than
the bad debt from this old stuff. It's probably going to be in the single digits in terms of what you're going to recover, or maybe even not. Not existing. But if you put this in place and really like what we urge folks to do, and if there's a kind of a continued regular, and that's kind of the whole aspect of the app that we created, because our whole thing is putting it into place so that these can seamlessly come over at the most optimal time for us to be able to interact with these folks and get a good, just resolution that you're going to be seeing at, you know, 25, 26% or 30%. That's kind of the key. And otherwise, like you say, the longer it waits, just the less likely it is that you're going to be able to come up with a good result.
Makes sense. What would be just a simple, clear policy that you'd say you'd implement in a dental practice in terms of when they would turn over the money to an agency? What's a simple, clear policy?
I think, like I said, I think the 90 days would be a great framework to suggest. I mean, that's, you know, you're likely going to put a couple of letters out there yourselves at the office.
Yeah.
If it's not in and it's delinquent at that point in time, start a letter series from your agency partner, and that would be the next step and another approach. Just roll it right into that, because if you're at your office and you've put a couple of letters out and you've had limited or no success, and you start to say, oh, well, maybe it, first of all, mostly if you're doing that and you're not getting anything, it's at the end of the year when they actually look at the AR and go, God, I've got all this out there, but say, because they're doing 50 other things. So say you get past 90 and then Dennis like, yeah, maybe we should start making some phone calls. Well, you making those phone calls, that may not be your forte. You may be office manager that says, I really shy away from wanting to do this. And that's where a partner can come in and make a huge difference. And I would, like I said, I think the biggest level of encouragement for a practice would be to incorporate some type of a letter series from a partner to follow up right on that, the 90 days, I'd say.
Yeah.
And get that into place, ramp it up to a more intensive effort in calls and see what you can get.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more how fees work agency to agency, how you guys do it.
It's varied. We're one of the more flexible agencies in terms of structure. We, like I said, I think we're unique in some regards with our client mix, in that we have small clients all the way up to very, very large healthcare and businesses across the country. Not everybody plays in kind of that world. So we have a fixed fee product that we'll take a couple of debts, you know, and we'll work with that client, which some of our competitors will not. And for a fixed fee, dependent upon, you know, the age of the debt, the amount of information that's given, I mean, it could be like $40 or something along those lines for an account. And we can go after that up to a contingency basis collections that, you know, 25 to 35% or thereabouts. That's definitely kind of a norm in the industry in terms of what you would work with. And then our IRP product, which is our Recovery Plus product with a letter series, you know, dependent upon how many letters you're going to send and the intervals, you'd pay the letter fee and then contingency if you went into the second phase. So per unit cost on the letters, as well as then a contingency price in the 25 to 35 or thereabouts range, depending upon where
the level of debts,
the submittals, time, you know, we want to have as much information as possible on the folks too, because otherwise that can, you know, take a lot of time for us to be searching, and you want as much complete information as you can. Yeah.
Well, just to kind of wrap up here, tell me just in some parting thoughts, you know, what advice you'd give people about their bad debts, about collections, and just some final words. I think it's been a really good, insightful interview.
Yeah, I love it. I think the biggest thing is to not fear having a partner like us or another agency like ours, where we're out there to assist. And our big thing is we're a very, the consumable management industry and collections in particular is a very important part of our economy as a whole. I mean, we return a significant amount of money to businesses that essentially will allow to keep costs down. And we're here to provide essential service that doesn't necessarily get worked effectively within the office environment, because it's not something that's sexy. It's not anything that wants to be looked at overall all the time. But we're here. There are others like us out there as well that do a very, very good job. We're happy to be, like I said, we're third generation family owned. My brother-in-law runs the business, very family oriented and focused company, responsible to our clients, responsible to the consumers at large. Find a group that is either us, which we love, or somebody like us out there that is, again, reputable, that can do the right thing. And in dental and healthcare, our growth and I assume the growth of organizations like ours is really significant. So if you look at your AR, and I would strongly suggest you look at it as quickly and as clearly as possible, there's an organization like us or another that will help you out there to get that cleared up. So look,
that's great.
Just look online, very visible. You know, obviously everybody's searching the internet. Also, that's what I would really suggest, is really pay attention to the site. Make sure that they're all tuned in, that you're comfortable with the programs and the flexibility and what they're offering, and make sure it matches your desire.
Great. Well, Brian, we're going to go ahead and add all that contact information and all the resources that you guys provide into the show notes.
Right on. Yeah.
And I think it's just going to be a really great resource for people. It sounds like you guys really do a good job of trying to handle this as best as possible and have a great approach to it. So really appreciate you coming on the show.
Okay, this has been great.
Really appreciate the effect that you guys have in the dental industry and all the work you guys are putting towards helping people make good decisions. So
love it.
Thanks,
Brian.
I appreciate you taking all the time. Look forward to having you back on the show soon.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye.